Rishus of Kodesh Yisrael of America, the Rishus of the Commission on Torah Projects of Kodesh Yisrael of America, or the Rishus of Avram Nissan Perl, really the indefatigable leader and organizer of this tremendous endeavor of Harbatzis HaTorah, certainly in keeping with so much of the work of Agudas Yisrael, which ensures that so much is accomplished on behalf of Klal Yisrael, both the Klal in general and the individual Yechidim, and not only in terms of, obviously, the Askonis of the Agudas Yisrael, but really increasing Limud HaTorah, Harbatzis HaTorah, in a way, in this manner, this series, this teleconference series before the Yom Tovim, which is Miyachid, Yidden throughout the country, cities large and small, allowing all of us an opportunity to mechazik ourselves with the message of every individual yontif to really maximize the opportunity. So tremendous yashar koyach to the leadership of Agudas Yisrael. And with that, let us begin and let us hope that together we will find words that will inspire us to maximizing various elements of this beautiful, beautiful yontif. We had chosen as our topic the Hallel on Lil Seder, and to analyze why is this Hallel different from all other nights. And indeed, this Hallel is fundamentally, fundamentally different from all other nights. First and foremost, the Gemara tells us that a crucial aspect of a Hallel is when the Gemara enumerates in Megillah, and it tells us about the halachas and the times when we say Hallel. So it's very clear that a Hallel is something which is recited b'yom and not b'layla. And therefore, this is a very, very unique situation that we have a Hallel that is recited during the night and not merely during the day. Furthermore, when the Gemara in Erchin lists the 18 times during the year when we're gomeres a Hallel, this Hallel of Lil HaSeder doesn't make the list. So let us explore why we have this Hallel, what makes this Hallel different, and what we are supposed to extrapolate from it, and how it should transform our Seder, transform our Yontif, and indeed transform ourselves. When one looks in the Rambam, Hilchos Chametz u'Matzah, and one sees in the Rambam the Seder of the evening, the Rambam prints the whole text, the whole order of the Haggadah. And the Rambam goes through how we conduct the Seder, what we say, the whole Nusach of the Haggadah. And the Rambam doesn't make a mention of a bracha that would begin this Hallel. Every other Hallel that we recite, Shekhadi Shadim, Mitzvah, 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 a Hallel is a bracha that we make upon the recitation of Hallel, as we do with every mitzvah, whether a mitzvah is a deraisa or a rabbanan, every single mitzvah precedes with a bracha. And yet, this mitzvah and this kriyas Hallel is devoid of a preceding bracha. So if one looks in the Rambam, in Hilchos Chametz and Matzah, Perek Ches, Halacha Hey, where the Rambam goes through this inyan of the Hallel, where the Rambam says that the person after reciting the Tikach and Chayavim LaHaydes LaHalal LaShabeach LaFarer LaHadar LaRaim LaGadol LaTzeach LaMisha Aslav Asenu VeLanos Kol Anisim HaElu Yotzianu MiAvdus LaChayrus MiYagin LaSimcha MiAvel LaOr MeOr Gadol VeNarmi LaFarav HaLuka. Then HaLuka HaLu Avdei Hashem. We go through. We have the nusach of the Halal, and there's no mention of a bracha beforehand. So in looking in that halacha and Hagos Maimonis, there's a discussion about whether there should in fact be a bracha recited before or not. And there's a reference to Yerushalmi, which clearly seems to indicate that a bracha is recited beforehand. And the Hagos Maimonis, and if you look in there, you'll see a discussion that there is an analysis that really perhaps the Yerushalmi wasn't speaking about a typical standard case of a regular Seder, because really, there shouldn't be a bracha before this Hallel. And that indication from the Yerushalmi that this Hallel Lil HaSeder should have a bracha beforehand is talking about a little bit limited case. in a case where a person didn't interrupt in the middle of the challah with his suda, we interrupt in the middle of the challah with the suda. We have half the challah, part of the challah before the suda, and the rest of the challah after the festive yontif meal, after the suda. And that Yerushalmi is talking about a situation where a person made his seder in one place, and he's having the challah recited in another, and that's why there's that indication that there would be a bracha, but otherwise there would not be a bracha on this halal, because we interrupt in the middle with a suda. So if we interrupt in the middle with a suda, if in the middle of the halal we have a hefsek suda, as the Gos Maimonides brings down, we have this hefsek suda, we have this interruption of the suda, so therefore we cannot make a bracha on this halal. So now this begs the question. We can understand, okay, why there is no bracha in this case. We've interrupted in the middle with the suda. We're eating a meal in the middle of this halal. But this really begs the question. When the Seder was designed, when the Lil HaSeder was orchestrated, when in the time of the Gainim, the Baal Haggadah put the Haggadah together, why lechatchila, why at the outset set it up in such a manner that you're going to set it up, that you're going to put yourself in a situation where you're interrupting the middle of the challah with a suda? Once that is the case, okay, we understand why no bracha is recited. You can't make a bracha if you're going to interrupt in the middle of the challah. But why is it set up that way to begin with? Let it be set up at the outset. Why couldn't the author of the Haggadah designed it that you have an uninterrupted halal as you do in any other situation? You recite halal yontif morning in shul. There's no havamina that you're going to make a kiddush in the middle and then go back to the rest of the halal. There's no kiddush club in the middle of a halal. Even a shul which has a kiddush club isn't going to have one in the middle of a halal. That far, no one has ever gone. So why is there a suda in the middle of the halal? And I would submit that the answer is as follows. If we understand the mission of the evening, if we understand the charge of Lil Seder, then I think the answer becomes abundantly clear. The Rambam is very, very clear in giving us the mission of the night, the charge of the evening. The Rambam says so clearly in Hichas Chametz and Matzah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Vav. The Rambam says, Bechol Dor Vador, Chayav Adam Laharos Es Atzmo Kiivu Hu Be'atzmo Yotza Ata Mishimud Yitzrayim. In each and every generation, a person is obligated to demonstrate Laharos Es Atzmo, to make it clearly apparent. The text that we normally have, and all the other Rishonim we use from the Gemara, is Chayav Adam Lirois Es Atzmo. A person is obligated to see himself. And the Rambam takes it one step further, apparently, when he says Lahairos Es Atzmo, to demonstrate. But whether it is the Nusach of the Rambam of Lahairos Es Atzmo, to demonstrate, or whether it is the text used by the other Rishonim of Lirois Es Atzmo, to see himself, but either way, on this there is no dispute. On this there is commonality. Everyone understands that the way that one has to perceive himself, whether he displays it or really perceives it himself, which is the distinction between Laharos and Lirois, but either way, it's ki'ilu hu ba'atzmo yotza ata, as if he himself right now, at this moment, on this night, in this time, and in this place, has left Mishibu Mitzrayim, that he himself has left the burden of bondage, the severity of servitude, and that he is now celebrating the glory of freedom. Shenemar, as the Rambam says, V'esonu Hotzi Misham. And then the Rambam continues. And the Rambam says, V'aldvar zeh, regarding this, Tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Torah, the Torah has commanded, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah has commanded, V'zacharta ki eved ha'yisa, and you shall recall, you shall remember that you were an eved. Klomer ki ilu atoba atzmucha ha'yisa eved, you must internalize and you must achieve the actual realization, a true sense that you yourself were an Eved in Mitzrayim, you must feel that. The Yatzasa L'Cheirus, and that you yourself went out to freedom in Ifdesa, and you were redeemed. If this is the case, if this is the mission of the evening, if we are to sit on Lil Seder at our Seder table, and we are to feel as if we ourselves truly on this evening have been made into free men and free women, then perhaps this is why this Hallel has to have a Suda in the middle. And why is that? Because if we are to truly feel the Cheres, then we sit amongst this luxurious setting, dining as kings, the Haseber reclining as only a king can recline, sitting amidst the glistening glassware, the shimmering silverware, the elegant china, a table set in such a festive style, replete with guests and family and friends celebrating our Cheres. We are fulfilling that dictum of Laharos es Atzmo ki luhu yotza mi Mitzrayim, Liros es Atzmo ki luhu yotza ata right now mi Mitzrayim. We are feeling and living and demonstrating. We are personifying and exemplifying the Cheres. We are free people. We're living that dream. We're actualizing that reality of what it is taka to be one who now has the cheres, the freedom, and to live as only a free person can. And because this meal, this suda, is not just any meal, not just any festive meal, but it's a meal which demonstrates that I feel the freedom. It's a meal which demonstrates I really get it. I really internalize the idea that right now at this moment I am free. Look how I recline, and look how I dine, and look how I surround myself with like-minded, free-minded people. We are all B'nai Chayrin. Therefore, this meal is the greatest demonstration, the greatest fulfillment of that idea of La'harais es Atzmai Ki'ilu Hu Yotzim Atom in Mitzrayim, as if he left right now for Mitzrayim. And therefore, it comes out that this meal, it's not a hefsik in the Hallel. It's not an interruption in the Hallel. Ein l'cha Hallel godol mizu. There is no greater Hallel than this. There's no greater example of a Hallel than this. There's no greater fulfillment of what a Hallel is all about than this Hallel, which we exemplify and personify through our very actions on this night. Now, it's true in Hilchos Brachos. For that, okay, that's enough of a hefsik. That's enough of an interruption in terms of Hilchos Brachos that it's not kedai for us to make a bracha beforehand. Because even though it's true, as we find in the halacha, that the meal shall be filled with divrei Torah and a continuation of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and B'kedusha Mitahara and no lashon hara chas v'sholom. But at the end of the day, it's still a meal. It's still a meal with family and friends and guests, etc. And it's not exactly a bracha of a halal. You're making a bracha on the fact that you're being kares a halal. So if you're exemplifying the idea of halal now through achila, so it's not in sync with what the nusach of the bracha would. So vis-a-vis hilchos brachos, it would be a hefsik. But in terms of the concept, in terms of the idea, in terms of what we're trying to express in that way, in that manner, no, it's not a hefsik. And that's why the Baal Haggadah constructs the Lil HaSeder in this manner, that the Hallel doesn't stand alone. But the Hallel has, in the middle of it, it has the Suda, because that Suda speaks the same sweet sounds, the same sweet melodies of the Hallel are expressed to our Suda as well. And I think it's very, very clear in the language of the Rambam that we are on a proper track in understanding the Suda and the Hallel in this context. For the Rambam says in Perek Ches, Halachates, the Rambam continues and he says, V'yachakach nimshach besuda, the person continues with the suda, the oichol kol mashu roitzel echol, he eats all that he wants to eat, v'shaisa, and he drinks kol mashu roitzel ishtais, and he drinks all that he wants to drink, v'yachreina oichol mipsar ha-pesach, and at the end, he eats from the basar of the Pesach, of the Korban Pesach, afilu kezayis ve'eno toyim achar of klal, and then he doesn't eat anything after that. And one could ask on the Rambam's lashon, in analyzing the language of the Rambam, why does the Rambam have to say he eats all that he wants to eat, and he drinks all that he wants to drink? Would it not have been sufficient for the Rambam merely to have said, ayuch esuda, so he eats his suda, and then at the end, he has the kezayis of the Korban Pesach, or in our day and age, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash yet again. We eagerly await it. So in the meanwhile, we have the Afikomen, the Kezayis Matzah, as the commemoration of that. But either way, why couldn't the Rambam have just said, Oichu Suda, so he eats his Suda? Why does the Rambam have to say, Oichu Komashu who writes Lecho, and Shaisa Komashu who writes Elishtos? He eats whatever he wants to eat. He drinks whatever he wants to drink. Why is that the language that the Rambam so carefully chose? And I would submit, because the Rambam wants to be madgish. The Rambam wants to emphasize that this eating is not just a helter-skelter eating, a coincidence. You have to eat a meal, so you eat a meal, and then just make sure you don't forget the Korban Pesach. This is part of the mission and the charge of the night. This is part of the cheres. This is part of the Chai of Adam Liros Hazatzmo, Kibuhu Ato Yotzim Mitzrayim. The fact that he's a free man, that he dines like a king, that he can eat whatever he wants, he can drink whatever he wants. This is the Cheres. This is the freedom. The Suda is part of the mitzvah. The Suda is part of the Hallel. And that's why the Rambam so carefully chooses those words. The Suda is not an interruption in the Hallel. The Suda is part and parcel of the Hallel. But let us take this another step. Let's go a step further. There's a very well-known Ran, Psachim Chavav Amar Aleph, in the Tape Harif, the Ran says as follows. The Ran says, you know what's unique about the Hallel Lil HaSeder? The Hallel Lil HaSeder is a question of reciting this Hallel Al Asiyas Mitzvah Shal Korban Pesach. And now that we don't have the Korban Pesach, we eagerly await its return, of course, but we have the Afikomen as its substitute. So once the Chachamim instituted a substitute in Afikomen, so therefore we recite the Hallel in conjunction with that. But the Ran explains that therefore, because this is a Hallel that's expressed on a mitzvah, and it comes in conjunction with the mitzvah of the achila of the eating, that even if you would hold, as there are those who hold, that you do make a bracha on this Hallel, it's not a hefsek. Says the Ran, she'ein hefsek habo machmas ha-mitzvah, mevatel mitzvah. A hefsek that comes for the sake of the mitzvah can't nullify, can't cancel out a mitzvah. And it's very clear in the language of the Ran that we look at this mitzvah which is being performed, this achila, at this night, on this moment, as part and parcel of the mitzvah of the Hallel. And indeed, the Ran brings from Rav Haigon that at the end of the day, our position is that we do not make a bracha on this Hallel. And why is that? Because she'ein anu karin oisei b'taris karin ela b'taris omer shira, says the Ran. Because tonight's Hallel is not the standard Hallel of reading, of reciting, of saying Hallel, which is what the bracha insinuates and implies. That's what the bracha is, on the mitzvah of being Kariyas HaHallel. But tonight's Hallel is different. Tonight's Hallel is a Hallel of Shira, a Hallel of song. And the Brisker Rav Zetzal explains this as follows. What does it mean that tonight's Hallel is a Hallel of Shira and not a standard Hallel, a din of Kriya, as it is by every other Hallel? And the Brisker Rav explains as follows. says a brisker Rav, in the case of every single Hallel by every single Yontif, we are reciting that which is a Zecher Lines. It's a commemoration of the miracle of whatever that Yontif focuses on and centers on. But tonight, as we sit around the Seder table, this is not merely Zecher Lines. This is Shira. This is song on a Nes that we're in the midst of experiencing. We're living it. We are there. We're at the heart of the action. We're at the center of the action. We are the ones. We are the ones who have gone out. May Afel Laira, May Yogan Lesimcha at this moment and at this night and at this time. And that's what we convey to our children in the Yigadta Levincha. It's happening now. We're experiencing as if we are the ones who at this moment are taking our walk to freedom. And therefore, it is a natural eruption in song and shira of gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all about now. It's not merely a commemoration. Now let us digress for but a moment, and let's address the following. Rav Dessler Zatzal in Michta Melayahu describes the attitude that we have towards Yamim Tovim and how it's distinct from the Umas Ha'olam, the nations of the world, when they have a commemorative day. It just recalls and commemorates an event which transpired many, many years ago. But our attitude and our understanding, explains of Dessa Zatzal and based on the Maharal, is that there are certain kaychais and forces in the world, and that on Hanukkah, whatever forces existed at that time that brought about the nes of Hanukkah, we're able to garner those forces again. We're able to derive the inspiration from those forces again every year when Hanukkah arrives, and so it is with Sukkot, and so it is with Purim, and so it is with Pesach, etc. That those koiches, they're in the world right now at this time. It's not merely a commemoration. But if on Sukkot there's the inyan of bitul hayesh, of nullification, of the importance of materialism, the fine-tuning of mudah and bitachon that we experienced as we went through the midbar, living in the Sukkot and the midbar, that we experience that now. And that would seem perhaps to contradict the yesod of the Brisker HaRav, that every other hallow is commemorative, whereas this Hallel Lil HaSeder is celebrative, not merely commemorative. And I would submit there's not necessarily any contradiction between the Brisker Rav's Yesod and the Yesod of Rav Dessler. That Rav Dessler is focusing on the fact that the ability to garner the resources of those Kaychais that resulted in that Nes, that are expressed through that Nes, the Siyata Deshmaya that we can access every year on a particular Yontif, whether it's Hanukkah or whether it's Purim, whether it's Sukkot or Pesach, that's always present. But what the Brisker Rav is describing is this idea that we are expressing Shira because we feel right now that it's happening. In the case of other Yamim Tovim, it happened, but those Kaychus still exist and we can get Siyata Deshmaya from them. But in the case of Mitzrayim, Lil HaSeder, we don't look at it merely as an event that happened hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years ago, but rather we put ourselves in that spot, in those shoes of our forefathers, of our ancestors, our forebearers, and we feel that we are they and they are us. And right now, we are experiencing the beauty of the Cheres, and therefore we naturally erupt with Shira. There's a beautiful thought expressed by the Asufas Marachis, and he says as follows. There's a Taisus in Sukkah Lamed Ches, and Taisus asks as follows. We have a premise, and the premise is that women are exempt from mitzvah aseh shehazman grama. Women are exempt from time-bound mitzvahs. And if that's the case, that women are exempt from time-bound mitzvahs, mitzvah seisha zman groma. So why is it that women recite Hallel on Seder night? They don't recite Hallel on any other yontif. They don't recite Hallel on any other yontif because it's mitzvah seisha zman groma, and yet on Lil Seder, they recite the Hallel. Why is that? And Taisus answers there in Sukkah and Lamed Ches, Taisus says, because Atem Hayu Ba'isa Hanes, they were also included in the miracle. So the Turi Evan has a kasha. And the Turi Evans Kashi is, but if that's the case, then they should recite Challah on Hanukkah, and they don't have an obligation to recite Challah on Hanukkah. Why doesn't Af Hemahayu Ba'isa Hanei supply to Hanukkah? And the Turi Evans leaves with this question. But the Asufas Ma'arachai says a beautiful teretz based on this Brisker Rav. And he says as follows, because the Af Hemahayu Ba'isa Hanei of Pesach is different even than Hanukkah. Because again, Hanukkah is commemorative. That Hallel is the mitzvah of Nikra Hallel, of Kriyas Hallel, Likrayas Hallel. Whereas tonight, Lil Seder, it's not commemorative, it's celebrative. It's a Hallel of Shira. Afim Hayub Hanes, the women also, they also are emerging into this glorious world of freedom, and therefore their souls and their voices also erupt in song and shvach and hallel to the Ribbono Shelom. If that's the case, again, it becomes so clear that this Suda is part and parcel of the hallel. And in the closing 2 minutes, let's point out a beautiful thought that we have in Rabbeinu Tzadik HaKayin. Rabbeinu Tzadik HaKayin explains when in his Perush on the Haggadah, and he explains the concept of the hallel, and he brings the Gemara. The Gemara says in Pesachim Pehei Amid Beis, Kizaisa Pischa V'Halila Pake Igra, a Kizaisa Korten Pesach, and the recitation of Hallel was crashing through, cracking the roofs of Yerushalayim as the rooftops in Yerushalayim erupted with recitations of Hallel. And Rabbeinu Tzadik HaKayin says, it's not merely that they both happen to occur at the same time. When a Yid eats the Kizayis of the Korten Pesach, the Yid himself explains Rabbeinu Tzadik, he becomes a Beis HaMikdash, he becomes Kodesh Kedoshim, he becomes a Mishkan, he becomes an embodiment of the spirit of the Ribbono Shel Olam. He is Mekadesh Es Atzmai. And therefore says Rabbeinu Tzadik HaKayin, what eventually happens as he's Mekadesh Es Guf. So Niftach HaTeloimer HaHowl, the mouth opens up and erupts with a howl. Shoimrim Chatzav HaChakach Mitamzeh, that's what you have to have the howl after the meal. Because only at that point does he become consecrated and holy. That's what crashes through the roof, says the representative Tzadik HaKayin. That's what's by Kaya Va'ila Adla Rakia. It goes up to the heavens, and it's as if the roof has been destroyed. There is no mechitza. There is no hefsik between him and his Father in heaven. Right now, he has so elevated himself through the holiness of his eating like a Yid, that now that becomes his hallel. That now erases any difference and distinction between him and the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what it means, Kizaisa, Kizaisa Pischa. And that's what it means that he has this Kizaisa Korban Pesach, but the Halila Paka Ikra with his hallel, with his Kizaisa Pesach and his hallel, he has now pierced the heavens. And Yitz Hashem, let us, all of us, be Zaycha to a Lil Seder, that our Suda becomes part and parcel of the hallel. We pierce the heavens, erasing any mechitza, any blockage, any wall between us and our Creator. And let this be the year that truly when we say L'shana Habab Yerushalayim, that together all of us, with all of our families, merit to see the fulfillment of this. B'mheira B'yameinu.